Hare Krishna. So let me greet you affectionately. Good morning, and I'm happy to be still alive. I hope that you are also, let me say, that you can be in an attentive, joyful mood, listening to this presentation on the Bhagavatam. Before I start, I want to say these were very eventful days in our spiritual life. Eventful because so much chanting of the holy name has been washing the marrow of the mind. Usually the example is we take a cloth and wipe the marrow of the mind. You know, that's the normal spiritual life. We take a cloth and wipe. But during Sadhu Sangha, it's the Ganga River, which washes the marrow of the mind. It's quite remarkable. Good, so. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Madhava Kunya Vihari. Gopi Jana Vallava Girivarar Adi. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Dandana. Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Dandana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chaji. Yamuna Tira Vana Chaji. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jai Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Jaya Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat, Prabhu Parat Chila, Prabhu Parat. Jaya Prabhupadaj, 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 Prabhupadaj. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Brahmani Nibhata Hrishikesha Padambuje Akandam Chitamavishya Lokananucharan Muni. Yes, Vaishnava, please. Sarva Brahmani Nirbhata Rishikesha Padambuje Nakandam Chitamavesha Lokananucharan Muni Sarvara Brahmani. In spiritual sound, Nirbhata, placing clearly before the mind, Rishikesha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, the Master of the Senses. Padambuje, the lotus feet, Akandam, unbroken, Chitam, consciousness, Avishya, engaging, Lokan, all the planetary systems, Anucharat, traveled around, Muni, the great sage Narada Muni. A beautiful verse describing, Narada Muni. Please listen attentively. The seven musical notes, please say with me, Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Da Ni, are used in musical instruments, but originally they come from the Samaveda. The great sage Narada vibrates sounds describing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. By such transcendental vibrations, such as, please repeat with me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by such transcendental vibration, he, Narada Muni, fixes his mind at the lotus feet of the Lord. Thus he directly perceives Rishikesh, the master of the senses. After delivering the Hayashvas, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind totally absent. Is that right? No, good, good, good. Thank you for... So he is not chanting absent-minded, apparently. So after delivering the Hayashva, Narada Muni continued traveling throughout the planetary systems, his mind always fixed at the lotus feet of the Lord. Purport. The goodness of the great sage Narada Muni is described herewith. He always chants about the pastimes of the Lord and delivers the fallen souls back to Godhead. In this regard, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. Maybe we can sing it together. Is it appearing here? Yes. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine Nama Amani Udita Bhakata Gita Same Ami Adara Varishagana Shravana Yugala Giya Bhakata Jana Sagane Nache Variyapana Iya Madhuri Pura Asaba Pashi Mataya Jagata Jane Geha Vakande Keho Vanache Keha Mate Mane Mane Panchavarana Naradadari Premera Sagana Rola Kamalasana Nachiavale Bola Bola Haribala Sahasrarana Paramasuke Hari Hari Bali Gaya Nama Prabhave Matila Vishwa Nama Rasadabe Paya Shri Krishna Nama Rasanispuri Purala Mara Asha Shri Rupa Pare Yachaneya Bhakati Vinoda Dasa Narada Muni. Please, everyone. Narada Muni Bhajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Name. The purport of this song is that Narada Muni, the great soul, plays a stringed instrument called sitar. Vina, good, good, good. Vibrating the sound Radhika Ramana, which is another name for Krishna. As soon as he strokes the strings, all the devotees begin responding, making a very beautiful vibration. Accompanied by the stringed instrument, the singing seems like a shower of nectar. Wow. And all the devotees dance in ecstasy to the fullest extent of their satisfaction. This seems to describe something here, no? While dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Coca-Cola. No, sorry. I'm just checking because you are sometimes absent-minded, so I have to check you. So while dancing, they appear madly intoxicated with ecstasy, as if drinking the beverage called Madhuri Pura. Some of them cry, some of them dance, and some of them, although unable to dance publicly, dance within their hearts. Lord Shiva embraces Narada Muni and begins talking in an ecstatic voice, and seeing Lord Shiva dancing with Narada, Lord Brahma also joins. So two dance. Lord Shiva is dancing with Narada, and Lord Brahma also joins, saying, "All of you kindly chant." Wow. The king of heaven, Indra, also gradually joins with great satisfaction and begins dancing and chanting. In this way, by the influence of the transcendental vibration of the holy name of God, the whole universe becomes ecstatic. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, "When the universe becomes ecstatic, my desire is satisfied. I therefore pray unto the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami that this chanting of Harayanama may go on nicely like this." So this is a description of a cosmic kirtan, no? A kirtan in which the whole universe joins, including Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma and also Indra. Lord Brahma is the guru of Narada Muni, who is the guru of Vyasadev, and Vyasadev is the guru of Madhvacharya. Thus, the Gaudiya Madhva Sampradaya is in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni. The members of this disciplic succession, in other words, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, should follow in the footsteps of Narada Muni by chanting the transcendental vibration. Let us please do this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Yes, they should go everywhere, these members of the Krishna consciousness movement, to deliver the fallen souls by vibrating the Hare Krishna mantra and the instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, and Chaitanya Charitamrita. That will please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can spiritually advance if one actually follows the instructions of Narada Muni. If one pleases Narada Muni, then the Supreme Personality of God at Rishikesh is also pleased. Yasya prasadat Bhagavat prasada. The immediate spiritual master is the representative of Narada Muni. There is no difference between the instructions of Narada Muni and the present spiritual master speak the same teachings of Krishna, who says in the Bhagavad Gita, please say with me, Manmana bhava matpakto majaji mamaskuru namme vaishasi satyam te pati jane priyosime Savaraman parijatya mamekam saranam vaja angdvang sarva pabebhyo mokshaye syami masuja. So these are the four instructions, five instructions actually. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesa Sunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya, a little louder please. Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna. I'm full of so many words, but I have to restrict them so that they fit into this narrow window of time which is reserved for this. So allow me to be concise. I might at times poke you a little that you to make sure you're listening. Good. My dear devotees, if we are to summarize the purport here, which is there is a description of a universal kirtan in which all the planetary systems take part. It is a description of ecstatic, an ecstatic event of with choking of the voice, tears, perspiration. Yes, it's a big thing. It's a description of the power of the holy name. And then there is also an instruction that those who do this should surrender to the Lord, become devotees, and spread these teachings to others. This description describes what is going on in this world. Is chanting going on in the world which we wish to attain? The real world, the world where substance is there and not the shadows for which we reach out as people born in darkness and ignorant, in the darkness of ignorance. Yes, my dear devotees, there is chanting going on, and the chanting of the spiritual world, if we can understand it, can inform us to upgrade our chanting to the level where the Sankirtan becomes extremely powerful and relishable in our lives. So when Krishna enters his Puganda age, that is between 6 and 10, something very wonderful happens on his lotus feet. The signs on Krishna's lotus feet become more pronounced. And when he walks herding his cows, these signs become very clearly imprinted in the fine dust of Vrindavan. There's the chakra. What other signs are on Krishna's lotus feet? Yes, unfortunately, I can't. I think you say the right things. I can't hear because distance is there. You know, fish, octagon, a curved line, so many wonderful signs. They become imprinted, and everyone who sees them is just going, wow, Krishna's feet. Krishna walks with the cows who go in front of him. They prance. I don't know what this is. Prance is, they walk very determinedly. They raise their tails. And they make sounds. And the cowherd boys follow them. But they don't walk, they dance all around. It's a joyful procession. Their arms were raised, and as the devatas look at them, they rain down showers of flowers which come on this beautiful scene of Krishna dancing, swaying, the cows prancing, the tails up. The cowherd boys become so enthusiastic. They are a little boisterous, you must know. So they grab the dust of Vrindavan, and as they see the shower of flowers of the devatas raining down, they throw this like holy in the air, and as if to show our dust of Vrindavan. And they shout, Jai, Jai! Yeah, but not so sleepy. Jai, Jai! Coming closer. They resound the buffalo horns. Boo! No, no, it's very deep. Boo! And their flutes are resounding. The earth is trembling because there are so many cows, and usually the earth should be crying in agony because the sharp horns of the cows dig wounds into Mother Earth. But Mother Earth is blissful because Krishna walks with his lotus feet. Do you remember there are these amazing signs on the lotus feet over the earth, and totally makes her weep in ecstasy. The cows, then sometimes they run, but sometimes they move also slowly because of heavy udders, and milk is pouring, dripping down, because they look at Krishna, and Krishna's beauty, my dear devotees, is so attractive that everyone feels attracted to Krishna. The trees, the leaves, the waters of the Jamuna, and everything. Sometimes even people from this world become attracted to Krishna's beauty. Krishna points out to his friends the joy of the forest dwellers. He says, hey, everyone, look at the trees. They shed tears in the form of sweet honey. And look at the caves. So the friends look at the caves at Govardhan. Maybe we can have a Govardhan picture in the back. And they shout into the caves. And of course, there is the echo which comes back. And they are overjoyed. They say, look, the Giriraj is speaking back to us. So in this way, there are many descriptions of how the cowherd, how Krishna takes the cows out and the cowherd boys. We have little time, unfortunately, so I will come to the point here. The Bhagavad, the Brahma Samhita says every step there is a dance and every sound is a song, and there is the flute music always. Now, how exactly do they sing up there? Not up there. The spirit world is must be found in our hearts. It's not just like Toronto is up here. It's not geographically possible to describe the spiritual world. But putting this aside, how do they sing in the spiritual world? And is there a way to know how the song is? Yes, the Bhagavatam describes that in this joyous scene, Krishna gives his cowherd boyfriends an opportunity to serve him in a very specific way. He becomes tired, so to say, and he lays down to rest. And immediately the cowherd boys surround him and they feel, oh, wouldn't it be nice if Krishna rests on my lap? Now there are many cowherd boys, and Krishna, who understands the desire of his friends, multiplies into many Krishnas, yes, and lays down on the lap of each one of the cowherd boys. Does this remind you of something you have heard about Krishna's expansion? The Rasa Leela, yes, exactly. And the wonderful thing is that each friend thinks, oh, Krishna is lying down on my lap. They are not aware by Krishna's transcendental potency that Krishna does this to all of them. Krishna is so kind that he is able to have a loving pastime or relationship with each single one. Yeah, you never should think when you do kirtan, oh, others do kirtan so nicely, Krishna is not interested in hearing my broken voice. Krishna is very interested to relish from the devotion of all his devotees in the spiritual world and also here. So therefore he expands and is there for everyone, just very personal. And then in order to please his friends, to give him further opportunity, the cowherd boys begin to sing. Singing usually is done in devotional circles when the heart is full. Like blushing is done when a boy may look at a girl and a girl looks at a palm tree. Or crying is done upon seeing something that moves our heart in great sadness, like the departure, even unexpected departure of someone who's near and dear to us. All these outer manifestations, blushing, crying, are based upon an emotion that takes place in the heart. A robot can also blush and cry. An Arctic machine in India, they have these machines, can also make sounds, but there is no floor, no ground, no substance that carries this. So the cowherd boys look at Krishna with affection. Can you imagine what is their song which comes out? What is the outer manifestation? I think it is difficult to imagine, but the Bhagavatam says, please repeat after me, Anyetat anurupani Mano Gyani Mahatmana Gayanti Sma Maharaja Araja Sneha Klina Diyashanai. So my dear king, Shukadev explains to Parikshit Maharaj, other boys would sing enchanting songs appropriate to the occasion, and their hearts would melt out of love for the Lord. This is the Bhagavatam 10:15-18. So here are four characteristics of kirtan of the cowherd boys, and I feel if we do care to understand how they sing, this might inform our own kirtan in this world, so that our kirtan becomes pleasing to social media. So that our kirtan becomes pleasing for Krishna's ears. Would you like to hear these four characteristics of good kirtan? I would say them anyways to you. So you must now listen a little bit. You must listen with your mind fully intact. Intact means switched on, because if you learn this, my dear devotees, your kirtan will come to the next level. So let us start from the back. Sneha klina diya, with a heart melted from love. The most important quality of good kirtan is mentioned here. It should not just be something mechanic. It should come from a heart that is Krishna conscious. It melts with love, a heart melted from love. Love is hard to get by in this world, but gratitude is something. Oh, Krishna, you are so wonderful, and you allow me to chant. No, so some feelings. The symptom of such a heart is that it is not hard-hearted, but it is melted with klina, with affection. Klina means melted, with devotion and affection. This is also called in spiritual language bhava, you know, a devotional feeling in the heart. You must have heard, because most of you are students of Krishna consciousness, that for bhakti there are two essential elements. Then bhakti is there. It is cheshta, it's an effort which you make, and it is done with a devotional feeling. So this first is called cheshta rupa bhakti, and the second is bhava rupa bhakti. Now Jiva Goswami says they are actually not two, they are one. You cannot do things mechanically to please God. You have to do it consciously. But for our purposes here, who need to get everything right and get everything in place to understand how the process works, you must make an effort, and this effort must have life. Prabhupada therefore translated bhakti in a unique way, which as far as I know, is a first in the translation of this term. Usually you hear other translations, but Prabhupada said, did service, am I correct? Did he say service, or was there another word also? Devotional service, you know everything. Service must be performed with devotion. There is this beautiful tape of Srila Prabhupada, or recording, where during the Los Angeles installation of Rukmini Dwarakadish, where he gives the mood, deal with, now Krishna is here, deal with him carefully. Oh Krishna, I am useless, but I have offered this thing for you. Please accept. And Prabhupada chokes up and has to discontinue the lecture. Devotion. Not just doing, DD, devotional doing. Yes. If you forget everything, remember DD. Devotional doing, very important. This the cowherd boys teach us. And if our kirtan is to be a good kirtan, then there must be devotion, the feelings that are expressed through the medium of song, where we use good instruments and so on. When we cannot come to this stage, and we are like me, my heart is often like a dry desert, you should then acknowledge, oh Krishna, I'm so dry at the moment. I'm just thinking so much of this world from morning till evening. When will you be merciful to me and I can think of you? At least the aspiration should be there. Aspiration, is that an English word? Yes, it is. Aspiration, longing, the desire. One day I wish to sing for you, my Lord, with a heart that is no longer like a rock, an icy rock, but melting with devotion. So, Sneha Klina Dia, with a heart melted with devotion. Then there are a few other qualities. Mana Jnani is the next one, attractive to the mind. When you do music, there is a scale, it's a raga. I can't pretend to be a good music nora, so. A scale, then there are rhythmic cycles, tala, then there are notes, swara, like this here. Then there are embellishments, gamaka. Then there are a particular class of melodies which fit in the jati class or other classes. Then there are improvised variation. It's called tana, much better than that. And then there are other systems of melodies called grammar. So the cowherd boys, they sing all this because their singing is the origin of the sound. They are mana jnani, attractive to the mind. Then tat anurupani, so you find melodies that are very, very attractive. They are very tilting melodies. Melodies which melt the heart by the thing and so on. But then there is also the third quality, tat anurupani, appropriate for the occasions. Everything is so beautiful in the spiritual world. Everything is planned or is there in the finest detail. For instance, once Krishna was sitting a little bit like this, leg like this. You can't see, but my legs are anyways not the proper legs. So a wind came, and the wind came from down, and it lifted the yellow dhoti of Krishna, and his beautiful leg was exposed. So when the cowherd boys saw this, they said, "How beautiful the leg of Krishna is. Let's have a festival." And a festival was commenced with tat anu rupani, appropriate melodies for the occasion. For us in this world, it means that there are certain times in the day where certain melodies are appropriate. For instance, in the morning time, there is a particular raga, and Prabhupada was very particular. He said when anyone sang differently and it came to Prabhupada's ears, he heard about it, no, sing the morning tune. The morning tune, please sing with me, just catch it first. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Louder. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. This is a morning tune. Someone who knows ragas well could give you the name. There's a certain name, but I'm not so sure here. Plus, even if I would, I would pretend to know. I don't know so many ragas, but there is also an evening tune. I'm now a little bit excited about the next point, so the melody is not there. Blank memory is... Shanai, slowly building up and gradually. Good kirtan, which we can learn here, is a kirtan where the enthusiasm gradually builds up by the force of devotion. I think in many kirtans we observe this. They start very slow. Here at Sadhu Sangha, I have carefully observed, and it gradually builds up. And then usually how it manifests here, then all of you come running towards the stage. And we get an information from our stage manager, be careful, the stage could break. that's a good way. But it should develop and become faster gradually by the force of devotion. Tempo or speed never precedes devotion. The devotion builds up in the heart, and then there is manifestation. Those who are singing kirtans at home know what happens when all of a sudden the mridanga player who has perhaps eaten too much chili is speeding up the tempo. Then the kirtan is ripped out of the heart and there is no longer connection with devotion and so on. And it is, becomes empty, kirtan. So, my dear devotees, you will forget everything what I said because you're the Hare Krishna movement. Why do you laugh? This is sad that you forget. This is inappropriate laughter at the moment. We are not known as very contemplative and thoughtful. This is because we may not always be connected to the devotional mood, and we have to work on that. We have to purify our heart and sing and do things out of devotion for Krishna. We have to avoid that our mind is pulled away from these tender subjects of devotional service by so much social media, so much wealth perhaps, so much this and that. But I think you will be able to remember the essence. Kirtan should have three, let's boil it down to three elements, and then we will give you an acronym for this. And this you can take home. I think most of you are from India, you will remember this. But so listen now carefully so that it's not just one of the many lectures which you forget the moment you go to breakfast. It should go deeper. I'm sorry. I don't think that what I just now said is appropriate. I just want to bring your attention now to the last point which I want to make so that you remember. You are very thoughtful, I'm just sometimes little poking is required. It gets down to our false ego, and then who does he think he is? And then we hear very attentively. So here it is. Bhava, devotional feelings, is the most important. Bhava, our bhakti cannot just be Cheshta Rupa Bhakti. It needs both halves. Like you need two, in German, if we would say, Lungenflügel, you know, two lung wings, you know. Or the chickpeas has two halves, they're joined together. In the same way, our devotion should be there in what we do in our efforts. This is called bhava. Please repeat. Yeah. Then comes tala. It is the rhythm we heard. It should build up gradually in our kirtan because it's connected with our growing devotion as we sing. Our heart gets more purified and it grows up. So please say tala. Yes, that is rhythm. Very wonderful. And the last one in the kirtan, last element, raga. It's the appropriate melody. So all this together, if you take the two, the first syllable, it is ba ta ra. But you can arrange it differently. You can have also ba ra ta, and then it's very easy to remember. No, ba standing for what? Ra ta. Yes, and now the English translation first comes devotional, the devotion, then melody appropriate, There are very good melodies that carry the devotional expression. And then comes rhythm, yes, which we do with karatals, which we do with the madanga. My dear devotee, such a kirtan is the special creation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is very, or let us say, we have this verse, Golokera Premadana. Yes, this Sankirtan comes down from the spiritual world into this world, and Mahaprabhu has brought this. His singing is so full of devotion or prema that when the Sankirtan group from Navadvip entered Puri, and Maharaj Pratapa Rudra saw it, he was totally surprised. He had seen in Puri many kirtan groups, but not this type of kirtan which has descended from the spiritual world, from the gopis and the gopas. He had not seen this. And he asked one associate, his name was, you know better, Gopinath Acharya, I believe. What is this? They look so effulgent, these devotees. And the answer was, yeah, this is a special creation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this kirtan. This is called Prema Sankirtan, loving Sankirtan, a kirtan with devotion, no? Devotional feelings. And we can see now, we can trace it. It comes from, today we heard about the kirtan of the cowherd boys. We would hear the kirtan of the gopis. That is also there, but that is, but let us remain focused on one stream of thought here. And that has a lot of power, my dear devotees. A lot of power is in that. It is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. I have been in Prabhupada's presence one time, not so often. There, my god brothers are here. They were often there because Prabhupada did not come so often to Europe, but he came. He came sometimes. So we had a Sankirtan party, a kirtan party. I mean, a festival party. We called it Hare Krishna Festival, and I remember we had made these festivals all over, and one time we went to Stockholm, and Prabhupada was just in London, and somehow we informed him, Prabhupada, there's this festival, would you like to come, and you would get the best slots. So we didn't say it like this, we said, of course we wanted the people to meet a pure devotee, and Prabhupada came. I must admit, I don't know, was it planned before or was it just spontaneously? I heard it was spontaneous, but at that time we heard many things. Prabhupada came, and then he sang the samsara prayers and explained the samsara prayers to a huge hall full of Swedish people. And then the master of ceremonies came and said, Prabhupada, we will help you now down. He had sung the samsara prayers, and then he had given a long lecture, I think a little bit more than an hour. And that was what was the program. Then another, I don't know what then came, maybe kirtan, yes, kirtan, and then prasadam. So we thought, now Prabhupada's part is over, so we wanted to bring, to help him to get down the steps, and Prabhupada stopped us and said, "My dear ladies and gentlemen, I want to sing you now a song." And we all went, "Wow, Prabhupada is enthusiastic here to preach." And then he went into the song, Chintamani Prakara Satmasu Kalpa Vriksha, the spiritual world. And what is going on there? And he expressed and talked the purport a little. And yes, so my dear devotees, please know this is an importation from the spiritual world. Prabhupada was so much in the preaching ecstasy that he thought, now I must sing to the people about Krishna and Krishna's eternal abode from Brahma Samhita. So here we had some good idea. So if you forget everything, what is your takeaway from this program? Bharata, wonderful. Once again, let's say this, Bharata. Yeah, you may say, why should I say it? So that you remember. Ba for devotional feelings, Ra for the right melodies. Learn good melodies. There are some which are very good. They are not, you know, we have some melodies in our movement like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. These are the opening accords of All Along the Watchtower from Jimi Hendrix. So the hippie culture has brought us this melody. There are very appropriate melodies which are available for us. And then Tala, the rhythm which should be building up gradually. This is all for now. Thank you very much. I hope you remember Bharata. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Thank you, thank you. So, Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So I will switch back in the other role, the role of your servant on the stage. Please take your prasadam now. And please know this is the concluding session of Sadhu Sangha Festival. Please try to be in as many kirtans as are there. And we will have kirtan up till 1 o'clock. And then this will go to the end. But you have something to take along, the memories of the festival. See you very soon. Hare Krishna.